Congress is gearing up to solve a lot of problems, or at least try, between now and the end of the month, and they do not have much time in which to do so. Companies in the government contracting space should watch three things that most Congress watchers aren't paying attention to. Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners and publisher of the Week Ahead newsletter. And Larry, issue number one that you're writing about is one that some folks are watching, and that's a series of continuing resolutions and a possible shutdown. The key word there, I think, is series, in that it's not necessarily just going to be one. Thanks for coming on today, Larry.
Sure thing, Francis, and you're absolutely right. Right now, it looks as if Congress is going to do a series of what we call short-term CRs that are continuing resolutions to keep the government open for a day, maybe a few days or a week at a time, as they go through some of the political machinations that they always go through this time of year. This year, it's going to be trying to defund Planned Parenthood. With the threat of a shutdown, some people think that that threat's very real. There will be other issues, all attendant to the presidential election, things like the debt ceiling. So it's going to be a real fun time.
I appreciate what you wrote in the newsletter this week because it comports with my thoughts about the shutdown process. You write, "We put the chances of a shutdown at under 25%. Despite the rhetoric." Now, there's an article in the Washington Post this morning that cites some budget experts, and I think the lowest number that any of them cited was either 60 or 65%.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're much lower than them, as am I, and I mean, we could go into the whole political conversation about why I don't think it's nearly as likely as other people seem to think it is. But if the likelihood is as low as you think it is, why does it still bear watching, do you think, Larry?
Well, it's a distraction, Francis, and if you're trying to operate a government agency, it's very difficult to do when your rank-and-file workers are concerned about missing a paycheck, being shut out of the office, what are they going to do with their families, for their families. If you're a contractor, you're wondering, you know, what am I going to be able to do? Am I not going to be able to go on site if I'm a contract service employee? If you're a contractor who's shipping things, you should be thinking about whether or not anybody's going to be in the government to receive your shipment if there's a shutdown. So these are all things that preoccupy people and take away from what is normally the daily routine and things like strategic planning that are ideally things that the government should be focusing on.
The second item that you write about that people should be watching in the GovCon community is oversight hearings will highlight contract issues and possibly problems. And you pick one out here in particular that I thought was really interesting, a possible hearing on the Ability One program. I can't remember the last time there was a hearing on the Ability One program or anything like it in government. Why do you think that's a potential target right now, Larry?
Over the summer, Francis, there were a couple of articles that came out in CNN, one as recently as last week on Anderson Cooper's show, highlighting some problems with the Source America portion of the Ability One program. That is the portion of the program that provides disabled labor, disabled workers to government agencies to provide support services, things like cutting lawns in federal office buildings or providing cafeteria services. And there are some allegations that Source America and its compatriots didn't hire enough or maybe in some cases any disabled workers. And since it got some media attention, we know it's got the attention of some of the oversight committees on the Hill, and I think the chances of an oversight hearing in the next 4 to 6 weeks are pretty good.
The third item that you write about is that Congress will be seeking to score political points, not getting an A in government management. And Larry, you're my friend, and I love you and everything, but duh, come on. I mean, really.
Well, I think that, you know, while there are certainly some people who would like to hope that Congress would do the right thing, pass the appropriations bills on time, or at the very least, pass a medium-term CR so some semblance of reality can be maintained. The fact is that that's not how Congress thinks. you know, we always talk in industry about how government thinks differently than the private sector. Now, this is a case where Congress thinks differently from both the executive branch agencies and the private sector, and their way of thinking is how they're going to get their political message across, how are they going to position themselves for re-election, their national party for the presidential election. And while it's maybe a Homer Simpson statement, you know, forehead slapping, I think it's important to call it out that, look, you know, they've got a different thought process than maybe some of us have, and maybe some of us wish they had.
Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners and writes the Week Ahead newsletter. And, Larry, I wish I had handy my recording of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams, but we are counting down, as I mentioned in the beginning of our conversation, to the end of the fiscal year. And you mentioned before we went on the air that this is the time of year, every year, without fail, that you start to get wacky calls from people about different questions about year-end. Why do you think that is? Why do you think they wait till now, for one thing?
Well, I think we get these calls now, Francis, because companies that are trying to close last-minute deals are given excuses by federal agencies, not reasons. And the excuses sound something like, well, you know, gee, I would really like to buy from you, but you're not exactly on this right contract, or I can only buy from people in the Northeast region. And then I'll get a phone call from somebody who says, hey, we're really trying to close this piece of business. Where in the regulations does it say this agency can only buy from a company in the Northeast region? I'm like, really? Did you just listen to the question? And yet companies are desperate to close as much business as they can. What I try to do in those situations is back it up and say, look, you know, what you're really being told is you're not going to get this business, and you're probably better off moving to the next opportunity, because when you're getting those out-of-left-field excuses from agencies, it's their kind of not so obvious way of telling you you're not going to win.
Yeah, it seems to me that if you have to think about it that hard, when you're on a deadline like September 30th, it's probably not worth your time to put that effort in it, into it. You go look someplace else.
Right, and you get all the stories as well. One of my favorites is the company that was told that, look, we know that you're service disabled, and we know that you've got a hub zone, but what we're really looking for is a woman-owned in this particular hub zone. And, you know, really when you're thinking about it, there was probably only one company in the country that qualified for that. So it's not like they were really looking for that company. It was that was the company they were going to buy from.
Right.
And unfortunately, the company calling me, even though it had all these good designations, was out of luck on this particular opportunity.
Just knowing when to give up is, I know persistence pays and all of those sayings that are on those pictures with black frames and really motivational photos, but there's times when you just should give up and move on, right?
Oh, I think, right. Right now, because the clock is ticking, you know, you want to make sure that you're making the very best use of your time. Things that come out of left field probably ought to stay in left field, and you ought to focus on the things that you've got a decent chance of hitting.
All right. Thanks as always, my friend. The Week Ahead newsletter is great. I read it every Monday, except Labor Day I didn't because, you know, you didn't put it out, and I don't blame you. But I thank you as always for being on the program.
All right. Have a great week, Francis.